Good morning. Well, you know, I was brought up to believe that it was the height of rudeness to ask somebody what they earned, or indeed to volunteer the information. But it does seem that now there's a thirst for the salaries of at least public sector workers to be laid bare. Maybe we should go the whole hog and everyone should fess up to what they get paid. In lovely Norway, our favourite place, everyone's tax details are published online, so there are no secrets. And a happy byproduct of that, they claim, is that it has radically close the gender pay gap, because women can now go to their boss and say, hey, why is he getting paid more than me? So, what do you reckon? Would you be happy to have everyone know what you make, or do you think that finances are a personal thing? Graham Swain, journalist and broadcaster, is on the line. Morning, Graham.
Good morning, Kay.
Are you all for openness, or do you think we should have a bit of privacy about this?
No, I think in this modern day and age, I think I'm all for openness. I don't think there's much to hide. And why would you want to hide anything?
Well, I mean, so you're personally quite comfortable to say what you earn in a year?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I don't see any obstruction to it. The point about the BBC, which is what you referred to, yes, what started all off, as we know, is the high wages of certain megastars, well, use that word advisedly, that are getting paid certain king's ransoms for doing the work for the BBC. The point being is they're saying, well, if they go elsewhere, they pay them that money if they don't go elsewhere. But in fact, if they went elsewhere, they wouldn't get that money anyway. So it's a bit like work, you know, some of the directors for certain major corporations, head of councils, they're getting incredible money, more than the Prime Minister's getting. And yet, where else could they go and get that sort of money?
But, I mean, is it necessarily a true reflection of their worth? I mean, as you say, you know, some people, you might have their top-line salary. It doesn't actually tell us, as the public, what they are bringing in, how hard they are working, you know, how they perform. It's a very sort of simple indication. And potentially could lead to kind of witch hunts and judgments and things that don't actually inform the situation.
Well, let's use the royal family as an analogy. They recently just published the figures on them that it's costing every member of the public in Britain 69 pence a year. And their costs have come down quite considerably since the figures have been published, I think, in about the last 5 to 10 years. The point being is that when people are aware that they're having to justify what they're paying, things get a bit more rational, a bit more reasonable.
But, I mean, the BBC surely must justify what it is paying out, and there would be a way of monitoring that. In fact, you have the BBC Trust. But does any individual not have a right to privacy in terms of their finances?
Well,
because if you're going to say that, I mean, OK, let's say Jonathan Ross, and we can use him because he's not going to be there for much longer, is he? But, you know, if you're going to apply it to him, then you should apply it to everybody, and everyone should be declaring what they are earning, and some people would be very uncomfortable with that.
Well, I think, to take the analogy of Jonathan Ross, as you now raised him, look, I work in the media, you work in the media, we'll go to the highest bidder, and we're obviously out to do the best job we can for the best money we can, the best return, obviously. But the very fact that we work within the media and entertainment business is the fact that we are seeking or courting publicity or attract publicity and being well known and so on and so forth. It goes with the territory, I'm afraid, you must accept that you've got to be more of an open book if you're in the entertainment field. That's the way I feel about it anyway.
Okay, so it's within that particular field, the high earners, but not necessarily across the board.
Well, the point about the BBC particularly is that is the bastion, it is the flag bearer of Britain. It's something that we're all very proud of. I travel a lot as a travel journalist as well, and the BBC is world renowned and world recognised. Now, most people that will work for commercial institutions, as soon as they get offered the chance to leap across to the BBC and get within what is essentially a civil service into the bastion of broadcasting, they will jump at the chance. So the argument that they should be paid higher money to stay there, or they'll lose them back to the commercial field, I think is unlikely.
You
work for the BBC, I work for the BBC.
Yeah, well, Christine Bleakley didn't see it that way. I mean, there's lots of kind of anomalies of what you're saying. But Graham, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. Graham Swain feels very firmly that certainly the big earners within the BBC should have their salaries published. Harry writes and